the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Today is Wednesday. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, for a Science for Humans episode. We're going to talk about the gluten-free bodybuilder. This was actually a question submitted that we'll talk about when we get started. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Randy Hartnell. Randy Hartnell is the owner and founder of Vital Choice, which is now a sponsor. We're going to talk about the magic of wild Alaskan salmon. What's the big deal? We're going to get to the bottom of that in just a minute. But without any further delay, his theme music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so this is an interesting question, right? And I like these kind of questions because it shows that people who are interested in bodybuilding are not just interested in purely bodybuilding, but they're interested in the contribution to overall health. So Ace from Washington said, how can I still build muscle since I'm now going gluten-free? I know that you're gluten-free. Can you discuss your diet and such? This is inspiring, isn't it, that bodybuilders care about things like gluten-free?
You know, it is because, I've been preaching, as you have, for a long time, that, you know, bodybuilding, and I now call it, you know, physique, the sport of physique building, you know, it should be about health and fitness. That's what it used to be about. You know,
right.
When it first started years ago, the Jack LaLanne, the Vince Garana, I mean, it was all about being healthy. And I think, you know, this question did really inspire me because, you know, as people are having, you know, certain intolerances and things, you don't have to give up your sport. I mean, having a gluten intolerance is not the end of the world. It actually is good for bodybuilders because you don't need all those gluten-type foods, you know?
You know, the interesting thing about this is that when you look at bodybuilders overall, the bodybuilding, the traditional bodybuilding diet, like the diet that you personally probably exploited when you were a professional bodybuilder, there's very little wheat in the diet to begin with.
Right.
I mean, you didn't eat bread very often, definitely not when you were getting ready for a competition.
You know, the only thing I had off-season and competition is we had the Boulangerie Bakery right down in Venice Beach.
I remember Boulangerie. I remember that place, yeah.
They would make real California sourdough.
Yeah.
That, you know, a little crunchy on the top. I mean, they baked it in those stone ovens. And I would have, each morning pre-workout, I would have two little slices of sourdough toast with a banana on it. And I did that even while dieting. But that was literally the only gluten I ever ate. Even in the off-season, you know, we would have, you know, once a week, we'd have burger night. We'd go to this restaurant and have a burger or a veggie burger, and that would be on a bun. But normally I just ate, you know, potatoes, yams, and rice, even in the off-season. I didn't eat, during my bodybuilding days, I didn't even eat hardly any, you know, pasta and stuff. I mean,
right.
it was too much work.
You know, and it's also important to point something out. Right now the medical mainstream is saying to people, look, if you don't have celiac disease, there's no reason to avoid gluten. And this is just not true. And I'm going to tell you why it's not true. Alex Leaf wrote a fantastic article. It's in the Superhuman Radio blog area. That even people who don't have celiac disease or have a diagnosed gluten intolerance actually still get a powerfully strong inflammatory response from eating wheat.
Yeah.
So
yep.
If you really believe that a large number of diseases that plague our population today find their genesis in inflammation. Why would you eat a food that you know causes inflammation?
Well, and especially now, you know, the amount of gluten that is being found in the agricultural produce area, or whatever you want to call it, crops, is way higher than it used to be. You know, gluten is kind of like an egg yolk. I mean, as that grain matures, the gluten is the food that that feeds it. But with all this genetically modified stuff, the spraying, the pesticides, we are maintaining a high amount of gluten, which, again, as you said, is an anti-inflammatory response. 2 years ago, I did a Science for Humans show about gluten, and I didn't even really know much about it. And I listed all the different side effects in that show. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I remember very. Yeah, you had an epiphany on that show.
I did, because I said to everybody, if you've got these side effects, go off gluten for 30 days and see what happens. You know, chart everything. And I thought, man, I got all these things. I'm going to go off gluten. And I'll tell you, it was amazing, because when I was young, I could sleep through a tornado, I don't care what. But I've had trouble sleeping the last 10 years. I mean, just up all night, not sleeping well. When I went off gluten, within about a week, I started sleeping like a baby. And this has been about 2 years. To this day, I don't even hardly wake up. I was tired, because I got rid of caffeine, and I would have, you know, periods of just being kind of tired and no energy. Now, you know, I could get going for a workout, you know, and fuel myself, but on a day, I got my energy levels back. My stomach, you know, always bloated, you know, irritable bowel syndrome. All that stuff disappeared. And I talk to so many people that have all these different ailments, and they go to the doctor and they don't know. They do this test and this test. And I go, you know what? Go off gluten. I mean, try it. And you know what? 100% of the people who have gone off gluten said, you know what? That disappeared. I went and told my doctor, and he's like, oh, never thought of that. And it's like, it's such a simple thing. But, you know, again, the doctors don't want to go back to basics and go, wow, those are gluten. You know, you got migraine headaches? Gluten. Now, that doesn't mean that gluten is the cure-all to all. You know,
right.
Some people
think, but at least start there and try it.
It is, you know. People call me a glutard, you know, but
hey, I like that.
I'm not pushing it on anybody. I'm just saying, look, this is what I did. You know, this is how it helped me. These are the symptoms out there. You can't, you know, discard the symptoms that it's a real thing. But I like this question, because, you know, here's someone who's thinking, you know, I don't know why, you know, he's going gluten-free. Maybe it's just, I want to be healthier. I want to try something different, or maybe he has some medical issues. But there's no reason why it should affect your training at all. As a matter of fact, it's going to benefit your training, because when young bodybuilders really go gluten-free, and it's more than just wheat, and you actually start looking at the amount of foods that contain gluten, you start getting rid of the unhealthy stuff, which is all the processed foods,
right,
which people shouldn't be eating anyhow, you know, salad dressings, soups. I mean, again, all this stuff in a can and the frozen section of foods, you know, you don't need that anyhow. It's all garbage.
Right.
When you get rid of all that, man, you feel better. And talk about, you know, better workouts and muscle growing. And again, going back to my training days, you know, we put on muscle. We didn't eat, you know, loaves of bread. We didn't sit down and, you know, have 2 pounds of wheat pasta every day.
Right.
Now, I didn't when I was growing up, but, you know, that's a different story.
Right, different story, right.
it's just some mild changes.
You know, the other thing that you have to be careful of is that gluten is categorized as a protein.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of high-protein breads out there that don't use whey protein isolate to increase their protein, and gluten is like the first or second ingredient. So be careful about high-protein breads. Make sure you understand where the protein's coming from.
And the other thing is, you'll notice when you really, like me, I mean, you completely cut out gluten, and I mean, it's more than just not eating bread. You know, I mean, when you really do it, your body becomes so sensitive to it. You and I have had some conversations where
I remember, you know, this one. You were at a restaurant and you all you did was have the dressing. That night you didn't feel good. The next day you didn't feel good. The next time you went to the restaurant, you asked them, and sure enough, they used wheat to thicken the darn the dressing. You were able to tell.
And that was my early days when I wasn't paying attention. Now I'm finding, you know, some of the ground turkey. And next month we're going to be doing a show on this superhuman, Science for Human, called basically, I don't know what I'm going to call it, but the story of a farmer. You know, I had a long talk, about 3 hours, with a farmer who's been doing this for years. And the things that they do to the poultry, you know, when they give a high gluten diet to that poultry, it gets in the meat.
Of course it does.
And they're actually lacing some of the meat, you know, with wheat gluten. I mean, they try to
improve the protein ratios of it. Yeah.
I mean, so who knows what they're doing there? Are they injecting it right into the bird after they kill it?
They call it, anytime you buy a chicken breast and it says 15% retained broth.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. That broth has a protein component from soy and wheat, and they use it to, so it's less flesh, but it still maintains the same amount of protein.
And it adds water to the weight, so when, you know,
you're paying for water, right?
Water. So you'll notice, you know, I mean, if you have a slight gluten intolerance, you know, you'll be able to feel that. I mean, your stomach gets poochy. You just don't feel good, you know. I mean, a lot of people get really dizzy. I mean, it's just so many things. So, you know, you become very sensitive, which, again, makes you take a step back and go, you know, I got to go back. I got to go as close to the farm as I can,
right?
You know, so even with, you know, eggs and things. But you know, kind of getting back to the question, you know, I want to just say, you know, your protein is not affected unless, like we talked about, you know, it is modified, adulterated somewhere. In our industry, they call it adulterated, but in the food industry, it's perfectly legal to add 15% protein, soaking it in a wheat broth.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But they don't have to put that on the label.
Yeah.
But your protein sources are the same. I mean, you know, red meats, fish, you know, turkey, chicken. I'm not a pork fan, but if you're a pork fan, hey, you know, knock yourself out. I mean, they're all protein sources. It's just when you take that. Now, be careful, you know, fried chicken, breaded this, breaded that. You now have wheat gluten in all breadings. So that's where you get in trouble with your protein sources. But again, if you're a bodybuilder, you should be eating it as naked as possible, you know.
You know, it's interesting because I had a conversation with a physician friend of mine the other day. I've always enjoyed a piece of pork. I mean, if I go to a restaurant and there's a pork chop or a New York strip steak, I'll always get the strip steak over the pork chop. But this doctor friend of mine told me, you cannot cook pork hot enough or long enough to kill the parasite eggs that are in its flesh. And all pork has parasite eggs. And the worst part is, those parasites easily transfer to humans because pigs and humans are very, very similar on a tissue level. And that's why we use Armour Thyroid, which comes from pig thyroid, by the way.
Right, right.
So, and I thought, you know, I think I'm just going to stay away from pork now.
Yeah, I haven't eaten, I don't eat pork myself. I think it was from my bodybuilding days, you know, again, when I was looking for the lowest fat protein sources, pork disappeared. You know, we had it when we were kids. And then I don't like it, you know. I mean, I was at a banquet last year and, man, looked up there and, you know, again, always conscious. I thought it was chicken, but it was like some kind of a pork cut. And, I don't like it, but I had to eat it because I don't like wasting anything, you know. And I just thought, man, I hope I don't get sick. You know?
Right. And they, interestingly enough, they call it the other white meat for a reason because it can be, mistaken for chicken quite often. So
again, that's why I said if you like pork, add it. You know, you're never going to find me do like we see vegetarians and vegans where, you know, they're trying to force their stuff. I just tell you what I do. And it's up to you to make a decision. Even if you're going gluten free and you don't want to quit using salad dressings and eating soups, that's okay. That's your choice. You know, I'm just giving you the options.
Well,
and by the way, ranch dressing is gluten free, so they can make things taste very good without gluten.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. You know, the other thing that's interesting is that you chose to buy the sourdough bread at the Boulangerie in Los Angeles. Sourdough bread, when made properly, when fermented overnight, actually has no gluten in it, because the fermentation process breaks down the protein. So sourdough bread, if you must eat bread, sourdough bread is a good choice, with one exception: if they fast or quick ferment it, which is what most commercial bakers do. Like when you buy sourdough bread in the grocery store, that stuff is only fermented for a couple hours, and they put it in a warm oven to speed up the process. It has to be fermented overnight to completely break down the gluten.
And this is a California thing, because a sourdough bread has actually got a little sour taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't taste. That's why they call it sourdough.
Right.
Where the stuff you buy, like you said, in the grocery stores, it just tastes like regular white bread.
Yes.
But you know, we've got a local bakery here called Ray Ray's, and I'm sure throughout the country there are now local places baking, and it's organic. They make the best bread, and I like it better than regular bread. I mean, it is so tasty. You know, they're whole grain breads. And again, they're using gluten-free grains. They're not putting a bunch of junk in there, you know, guar gums. I saw some stuff at the Costco, and there was so much artificial stuff in there. And that's kind of my warning, is people got to be careful. Just because they stick gluten-free on it, if it's in a package, it's probably not healthy.
Right.
There was guar gums and xanthium and potassium sorbate and stuff that I didn't even recognize.
Well,
I'm like,
what? Dr. Jeff, you want to hear something really interesting? Like, I have stayed away from gums and thickeners for a very, very long time. I did a show a couple years ago that shows that it can actually clog up and damage proton pumps in the stomach and lead to very, very low acid level, high pH of the stomach, which leads to a host of other problems. But, and you know, when we made Thrive, everybody else is putting thickeners in their protein powder. And you and I said, no, we're not putting any thickeners in here. We don't want that. And so I just read an interesting article about how they make sustained release supplements. They use xanthan gum. Now think about this.
Yep.
If xanthan gum can be put in a melatonin tablet so that it takes 8 hours for it to completely dissolve in your digestive tract, what the hell is it doing in your protein powder or your food, your cottage cheese, all the things they add xanthan gum and thickeners to? It's slowing down the digestion. It's robbing you of the nutrition that you think you're getting.
And things will bind to that. So basically, you're not going to be absorbing those proteins when they're bound to those thickeners.
Right.
Again, it's all... It's a little food trick, you know. It's all about, you know, mouthfeel and texture. You know, they started using a lot of gums when, you know, the whole low-fat thing came about years ago, because you can get that same mouthfeel using a gum.
Right.
But in the sports industry, it's nothing more than an agent to cut.
Yeah.
You know, you got 2 pounds, but you only got a pound of protein, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's go over the carbohydrates that you did eat specifically as a bodybuilder.
Okay.
How about that? We're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Science for Humans. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carb. K-E-T-O-G-U-I-D-E.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Kana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking about gluten-free bodybuilding. There are more people out there who want to be bodybuilders, but they just don't want to eat gluten. Guess what? Very few things that you can endeavor in life, like bodybuilding, will set you up to be gluten-free. So, Dr. J, let's talk about off-season and pre-contest. Off-season, what were your go-to carbohydrates?
Oh, man. Same as diet, my favorite, potatoes.
Yeah, white potatoes, red potatoes.
Oh, yams, sweet potatoes. I don't care what form it was. There's, you know, the thing about, you know, again, bodybuilding is you got to take your food on the go.
Yeah.
So you can, you know, microwave or bake some potatoes, wrap them up in foil, and they were delicious just cold. But you always had a good carbohydrate source. So that was my primary carb source. Now, they aren't very high in calories. So in the off-season, I would depend more on rice because, again, you could eat more rice and you can keep your calories up. Back then, we didn't have, you know, carbolin and things like that. So it all had to come from food sources. But I ate a fair amount of bananas. I like bananas. I didn't eat much other fruit. Banana was probably my mainstay. And then, you know, I did enjoy, as I said, some good sourdough bread. Off-season, nothing better than, you know, after a workout, heading down to the boulangerie, right out of the oven, they would make these little biscuits, you know, sourdough biscuits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, open up a can of tuna fish, couple of those sourdough, nice cup of freshly brewed French roast or cappuccino, and boy, I'll tell you.
You were in heaven.
Oh, man, the breeze blowing off the ocean. Whoo!
Yeah. You know, and there's a lot to be said for that. A lot of people don't put enough stock in this, but when you train hard and then you walk to the beach and you lay in the sun and you relax and then, you know, you spend your day like that, then in the evening you go, you do your door, you know, a doorman body, a bouncer mm-hmm. job in the evening. And there's a lot to be said for how those things affect recovery and muscle. Yeah. We should do a show about that sometime.
We should. I'll tell you, there was nothing. I would not trade those days. There's nothing like it. I mean, you know, again, even looking back when Arnold and those guys, that's why everybody went down there, because it was the most relaxing, funnest thing. You know, did we work hard in the gym? Did you throw up? Yeah. But, man, after, you know, just going and having food, going down to the beach, laying out, eating, hanging out with friends, dipping in the water, you know, getting that salt water on your skin. It was nice.
What's going on right now with Supplement Santa?
Man, Supplement Santa's working overtime, Carl. Supplement Santa's boss.
Mrs. Supplement Santa.
Yeah, Mrs. Supplement Santa incorporated a new Supplement Santa giveaway that is a little bit different than the monthly one. So that's now posted on the EFX Sports site. It's right now the giveaway is a year supply of the Training Ground Protein, a case of Carbolin, and a case of Crealkalin. And all you have to do is tag three friends, like the video, and share it. So it's really easy to get in on that. The monthly giveaways, April 12th will be the next one. And, again, it's just fun live on Facebook, just giving away lots of stuff. Last month winner, it was interesting. He had been having a really rough time, is what he's telling me, just all kind of bad things going on.
Right.
And he started following me, and he got really excited about the contest. But, again, you know, he's just had a string of bad luck. And guess who won? He did.
Oh, wow.
And he said, "You want to? This was so amazing what this did to my whole demeanor by winning this, because so many things were going wrong. And this just kind of showed me that there was a light at the end of the tunnel." And it was so encouraging, you know, because, you know, I don't really think sometimes about how people feel. I figure, you know, they're probably excited, but, you know, they want a bunch of free stuff. But this actually really got somebody excited and really made his day, you know.
Very, very nice. Yeah, Supplement Santa has really taken on a life of its own, hasn't it?
It has. You know, it's become more than just giving. I think people are seeing that, you know, generosity is something we as humans should practice. You know, we should reach out to people. Not everything should be about making a buck. And we should be able to give back. So I think the whole Supplement Santa thing is showing people that, you know, you can give people free training, free advice, and have fun and give away some free things without anything in return that you're looking for. You know, I'm not looking to get somebody's phone number. Somebody posted last night, said something about Dr. Jeff and Supplement Santa is a big con. You know, he doesn't give away any of the things on the show. And he just,
what do you mean? The people post their pictures of them receiving boxes of stuff.
I you know what? I just banned the guy. Right after that, this is another funny one, but I know we're about out of time.
No, go ahead.
You know, we did a show about milk, and this gal, day before yesterday, said that Dr. Jeff is an idiot because milk causes cancer and it's going to kill you. Let me give you a link to this gal on the internet who claims to be an expert. And I went to this link, and it was a little video of some gal that was unknown anybody, and she was some vegan telling everybody that if you drink milk, you're going to die. So I'm an idiot.
Have you seen the anti-vegan memes that I've been doing lately?
I have. I'm busting up, man. And it's so true.
And so the one that I did yesterday was actually a copy of a study that was published in Psychology Today February 15, 2015, that showed that vegans suffer from a higher rate of mental disorders than omnivores. Now, this is not like I didn't make this up. It's not like I said this. This was a study. So I made a meme about it. And don't you know, everybody called, a bunch of vegans came out and called me an idiot. And all I kept saying to them was the source is on the meme. It shows Psychology Today, February 15, 2000. Don't pick a fight with me. Pick a fight with the scientists who did the study. But they don't believe it anyway. It doesn't matter that science showed that. They don't believe it. It's just so funny. I mean, it's just so funny.
Absolutely. And in closing, that's why I don't ever force anything on anybody. Hey, I tell you what I did, and it's up for you to find the me diet, the me training. You find what works for you, but you know, you listen and you learn from other people. But you'll never catch Dr. Jeff or Supplement Santa saying, you know, if you don't do this, you're gonna die.
You got to do it my
eat
way.
Meat or nah, we just give information and quote research, and you make a decision for yourself.
There you go. I like that. Hey, Dr. J, thanks a lot, brother.
All right, man. Take care, Carl.
Talk to you later. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about Alaskan, wild Alaskan sockeye salmon. This is a really exciting thing. You don't know why, but you will find out in a minute. Stay tuned.
Know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. You know, no matter what side of the dietary template you stand on, we can all agree that salmon seems to be really, I got to tell you something. Everybody calls everything a superfood today, right? But I got to believe that when we look at salmon, salmon is really qualified to be called a superfood. It's good for us. There's a lot to know about salmon, quite frankly. I discovered that when Elisa and I went to Alaska a couple years ago. It was startling to me that as a consumer, I buy salmon, but what do I really know about what I'm getting? Is it farm? Is it wild? And even in some cases, what is considered wild now? I mean, there's a lot going on. So I thought that not only did I want to have a company on as a sponsor that provided a great product in the way of wild-caught salmon, but also a guy who really is a pioneer in the industry, and that's Randy Hartnell. How you doing, Randy?
Hello, Carl. I'm doing fantastic.
So we learned about your company when we were actually in Alaska, and I wanted to get you guys on as a sponsor for a variety of different reasons, none more the fact that I'm selfish about, you know, having access to stuff myself that's good for health. Your story is pretty interesting. How long has Vital Choice been around now?
We will celebrate our 15th year this August since our launch.
And you've been in the fishing industry for a long time, right?
I first started fishing in Alaska when I was a college student many years ago. Started going up there in the summers just to make tuition and fell in love with it and kept doing it for more than 20 years.
And so when we talk about salmon, that's like Xerox. Remember when back in the day we would say, go Xerox this? It meant copy. And right now we have Sharp, Canon, and everything else. People talk about salmon like it's this monolithic food, but there's really great differences in both the quality and the purity of salmon today, isn't there?
There is a huge difference. It's very much like saying that all beef is the same or all chicken is the same. It's just not. You know, the industrialization of our food supply has carried over into the salmon industry. And actually, that's what got me out of fishing and into starting Vital Choice was farm salmon exploded on world markets over a very short time. Wild salmon was more or less abandoned by our markets.
How foolish. Just like breastfeeding was abandoned for formula, and now we know what a stupid idea
exactly,
that was.
Exactly. Yeah, there are a lot of analogies out there. But, yeah, we got to the end of the year. We were still catching a lot of fish. The run is incredibly healthy, and the fish are awesome, but nobody wanted them anymore because the farm salmon was cheaper. It was more readily available. You know, stores could get it fresh 7 days a week, and nobody really knew the difference at that time. Consumers didn't recognize the dramatic differences between wild and farmed salmon. They've come a long way since then, but there's still a lot of farmed salmon out there.
And so just for the record, when I moved to Louisville, Kentucky in 1989, in 1990, Brown and Foreman, the liquor company, the company that's behind alcohol and certain tobacco products, they actually started experimenting with fish farming here in Louisville, Kentucky. It was a disaster for them. They ended up abandoning it because the fish kept getting sick, and there was a host of things that went wrong. The reality is that there are lots of unscrupulous fish farms out there today that if you could see the product before you actually cooked it for your family, you'd probably not buy it. That's what I learned from that experiment there.
Yeah, I don't want to paint with too broad a brush here, and I do want to preface any talk about farmed salmon with the statement that there is a lot of good, healthy, sustainable farmed seafood out there, and I think if we're going to keep feeding our growing population, that aquaculture is one of the solutions. But that said, and primarily the best sources of aquacultured seafood are shellfish, mm-hmm. so clams, oysters, mussels, scallops, that type of thing. But the problem with salmon is it evolved over millions of years to be an ocean roaming carnivore, and when you put it into a little pen and you
feed it pellets,
and to now what they've done is because fish based pellets are very expensive, and they also contain a higher amount of contaminants than mm-hmm. salmon would normally get in their diet. And so the aquaculture industry has tried to move toward feeding them grains for the same reason
we
feed cows and chickens and pigs grains. It's cheap.
We just talked about this during the first half hour. The gluten in grains makes its way into the flesh of the animals that eat the grain. So these people who are out there going, I have to stay gluten-free, and they're eating a piece of beef where they fed them wheat and corn and soy, guess what's in that flesh? Gluten.
Well, the same applies to salmon. And the one big sort of nutrient that gets all the attention for eating seafood is omega-3 fats.
Right.
And when you start taking the fish out of the fish's diet and putting grains in, guess what? You get lots of omega-6 fats, which are, contrary and
it's just so
pro-inflammatory.
Sad. It's so sad because I look at us as a civilization and I think to myself, every time we find something that's good, somehow we find a way to crap on it. It's just human nature, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's industry.
Not necessarily that way everywhere, but in this country, we've been brainwashed from the time we were little kids back in the whenever. That food is cheap. The cheaper the better, and we just don't really. Our Americans are in general are not willing to pay the full costs of good food.
Yeah, but they'll pay $300 a month for a cell phone and $280 a month for cable TV. No problem. But they you're right. They skimp on the things that they think, and that's part of the problem. We actually just talked about this morning at a planning meeting. Our government, our medical orthodoxy have done a fantastic job telling people food is not the reason for disease. You can eat any kind of food. It has nothing to do with your health. It's not going to improve health. It's not going to degrade health. Food is just something that just is, and don't worry about it. And that message has gotten us to this point here where our civilization is so sick, so diabetic, and really dying.
Yes, it's the old saying, you can pay me now or pay me later.
And right.
We've got the cheapest food and some of the cheapest food in the world, but we've got the most expensive health care by a large margin.
And no one puts that together. Let's talk about Alaskan sockeye salmon for a second. Why is
sure.
the sockeye salmon the barometer that all other salmon is kind of benchmarked against?
Well, I'm not sure if that's... sockeye salmon is... it's our signature product. It's, there are healthy, abundant sockeye salmon runs in Alaska. Sockeye salmon is one of the five prominent salmon species. It lives about 4 years, as opposed to pink salmon that lives two and king salmon that can live a little bit longer. What's unique about sockeye salmon is it eats primarily just plankton, phytoplankton, algae, small krill, and this gives it a super red-colored flesh. That's really beautiful. And it's, one of the oilier of the salmon species, so it's delicious. Its flesh is kind of dense and steak-like, and people prefer that. So it's a very popular fish. From a purity angle, because they're only living 4 years and they're only eating at the bottom of the food chain, they're one of the cleanest fish.
Mm.
And it's just... it's a great story. The more you know about them, the more appealing they get.
Well,
last couple of years, we've had some of the biggest runs in recent history in Alaska.
What do you attribute that to? Why is the population doing so well?
Well, first and foremost, they've got an excellent science-based management system in Alaska. When Alaska went after statehood, they wrote right into their constitution. Part of the reason they went for statehood was to take control of the fisheries back from the federal government that was totally mismanaging them. So they put right in the constitution that the fisheries will be managed on a sustainable basis. And so almost all of their fisheries up there are managed that way. You've got scientists in charge of different fish stocks, and the health of the run comes way before the fisherman gets to go fishing.
And wow.
So that's the first thing. Why some runs are, some years are bigger than others, that has to do with ocean conditions.
Mm.
You know, if the climate is such that there's more food out there, there's a higher survival rate. It's pretty complex, but everything seemed to align last year, and they had lots and lots of salmon come back.
What is silver bright salmon? This is something that I've started to see more of, and I've never heard of silver bright before.
Well, have you heard of Patagonian toothfish?
No. Are you joking right now? Are you serious?
Okay, Patagonian toothfish, nobody really wanted it, and then a brilliant guy came along and he renamed it Chilean sea bass.
Oh, yeah.
And it became all the rage.
Right.
And he made millions of dollars. In fact, I was just talking to his son-in-law recently, coincidentally. But anyway, silver bright is also known as chum salmon or dog salmon.
Oh, whoever's ever fished in their lives, you know what chum is. You chop that up and throw it back in the water to catch real fish with.
Well, yes, that's a euphemism. But actually, chum salmon or dog salmon or kita is another marketing name. Is a wonderful fish, if like all the wild salmon are, if you get it, you know, fresh and when it's been well cared for. But there was some marketing person came up with that term, silver bright.
It's more definitely more palatable than chum salmon. I don't think I'd buy anything that was called chum salmon. I mean, we used to when I was a kid on the East Coast, and we would go fishing for bluefish, and we used to use the baby bluefish as bait. I'm trying to think what they call them bunker, and we would just put them through a sausage maker and make buckets of chum out of them and then throw them in the water, and then everything would come our way. So, yeah, chum doesn't sound appealing to me at all. Okay, so getting back just for a moment to the sockeye salmon that you guys fish for out in Alaska. You said something a second ago that's critical in this discussion, and that is the handling, right? Lots of people can catch fish, but from the boat to your freezer, a lot can happen in that period of time, right?
Oh, that's so true, and I'm just really delighted that you brought that up, because you know, the general consensus out there among consumers is that a fresh, you know, a never frozen fresh piece of fish is superior to a piece of frozen fish. And most of the time, that's just not true. And the reason is that seafood, and especially salmon, that has any of the fish that have a lot of these polyunsaturated oils, the omega-3 fats,
mm-hmm.
that make them so healthy and delicious, mm-hmm. those things are notoriously unstable and
yes.
prone to oxidation. And so you can take that fish out of the water. It'll be fantastic, tastes great, but it starts degrading almost immediately. And if you looked at the quality curve over time, within a day or two, that unless it's been deep chilled, that quality just starts dropping. And so it may take 4, 5, 7, 8 days before that fresh fish gets to
your house. Yeah, right.
Your supermarket. And,
right.
and what kind of conditions are going to be in there? And how has the temperature been controlled? How has it been handled? How long has it been laying out on the display at the supermarket? And 25%, about 25% of all fish that goes into a supermarket is discarded because it just goes bad so fast. And they're trying to cater to people who think fresh fish is superior. Now, if you back up to that fish just came out of the water, in the case of our silver salmon, our king salmon, they're bled right on the boat, chilled right on the boat, and then frozen within usually 12 to 24 hours. Flash frozen, so quick frozen, so which doesn't destroy the cell walls, and then once it's frozen, it stays that way. It stays in that just caught condition until it's thawed out. And so, when you thaw it, you take and buy a piece of frozen fish, take it home, thaw it out. It should taste pretty darn close to what it would have tasted like if you cooked it right on the boat.
And that is something that I learned when I was in Alaska. And it's something else I want to talk about when we come back. But this is really the way fish should be handled, unless you're catching it yourself and you're going to cook it that evening. Because the reality is the transport of the fish and the way it's handled and mishandled from the time that it's caught to the time that you put it on a plate for your kids can vary greatly and can diminish the real quality of that fish that you think you're paying extra for. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about salmon.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resistance, disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Tomorrow never comes until it's too late.
Welcome back. We're talking with founder of Vital Choice, Wild Seafood and Organics, Randy Hartnell. And keep in mind, there's a lot more going on at Vital Choice than just sockeye salmon. They even have some amazing grass-fed beef products there. So you really need to check them out. And we have a special discount to the audience. Superhuman Radio listeners save 15% off when they make a purchase using the code SUPERHUMAN. That expires June 30th of this year. So please take advantage of that. And, you know, the sponsors of this show make the show possible. And so we ask you to always patronize the sponsors whenever possible. So I just got a message on Facebook from a listener. How is the new genetically modified salmon potentially going to threaten wild salmon? What if one of them gets out there?
Well, they're the producers of it. Actually, there is none of that out there yet, but it's the threat of it hangs over us. The producers of it say that these fish are sterile, and so that they won't breed with wild stocks. And there's so it's hard to say at this point. You know, we hope for the best, expect the worst, but. Farm salmon there've been a lot of farm salmon escapes here on the West Coast where I live, in British Columbia, and there's little evidence that they are interbreeding with the wild stocks. Just if people want to know how to avoid these, one of the big objections to GMO salmon is that presently they don't have to label it as such.
Right.
So you can go in and buy farms. It's always going to be farm salmon. So it's only a risk if you're buying farm salmon. If you look for good sources of wild salmon, you don't have to worry about that.
And the reality is, in this situation, that people need to be more vocal and start pushing back harder. But most people are very complacent because they come from that same stock that you said a moment ago. Oh, it really doesn't matter. Salmon is salmon. It's not. This salmon, by the way, is part eel. I don't know about you, but if I had a son who was part dog, I'd be kind of concerned about that. You know what I mean? I don't know that I'd really consider him a human. And the idea that industry can get by with this kind of stuff is just shows how little they care about what we think as a population. One of the things I learned when I was in Alaska, I forget one of the places that we went, and there was a fishery there, and they were bringing fish in, salmon. And I said to one of the guys that was standing by this big plant of a building, I says, what are you guys doing there? He goes, we can salmon. I said, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, canned salmon is one of the best salmons you can buy. I said, why is that? He said, because we take it off the ship, off the boat. You could tell I'm a landlubber, right? I call it a ship. We take it off the boat, he said, minimally process it and cook it immediately in those cans. He said, so really, it's almost like once it's cooked and we suck all the air out of the can, it'll stay like that indefinitely. He says, it's fresh. And I never thought about that before. You guys sell a canned salmon too, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's very popular. It's one of my favorite foods. And I think it's probably one of the most, the best values, the most nutrient-dense foods that anybody can buy in any supermarket. You know, almost all supermarkets will have some Alaska canned salmon on the shelves. And I mention Alaska because if you look for that Alaska brand, you can be sure that you're getting wild salmon. Costco here a few years ago introduced a farmed Atlantic canned salmon. And so you just got to be aware of, look for the Alaska name. Now, I want to mention that not all canned salmon is equal. There's suppliers out there, processors out there, will tend to put the lower quality fish into the can, fish that maybe took longer to get through the processing line, wasn't handled that well, maybe it came in, a seal had bit its head off or whatever.
Has two tails from being too close to Chernobyl for a period of time.
So what we do that's different is, having spent all that time up there and in those canneries and on the boats, I know how to avoid sort of the smoke and mirrors that are used to sell the inferior product. So we go to companies that put the very best fish in the can, and that's all we buy.
That's cool.
It costs more, but it's generally a much better product.
Again, you're eating it, for crying out loud. Don't you think you should be aware of that the stuff is good that you're eating? Listen, Randy, I'm confused about salmon, as most people may be, right? So salmon spend a period of their life in the ocean and a period of their life in freshwater, right?
That's right.
So is there a difference in taste? of salmon that's caught in the ocean versus when they're going back to spawn and they're going up the streams?
Well, virtually all salmon that all wild salmon that make it onto the market are caught in the ocean or very close to the ocean. So you're right, they are born in streams, the eggs hatch in streams. Most of the salmon, the smolt will make their way back down the stream out into the ocean where there's lots of food. They'll spend most of their lives out there eating and growing, and then they'll, at the very end of their life, will return to that same stream and go back to the same spawning grounds and start the cycle anew. But what makes a difference in the flavor for any species, you want to get it before it gets into the river and or before it's even close to the river, because that's when it's coming back from the ocean. It's ready for this journey up the river. It's prime condition. You know, only the healthiest ones will survive. Unlike farm salmon, you know, they inoculate them. They feed them veterinary drugs, chemicals, all kinds of things. But in the wild, if salmon isn't healthy, he doesn't survive. And so you're only getting the best prime healthy fish that make it back, the strongest fish.
So you're actually specifically fishing for salmon that are on their way back for that journey.
That's right. They're
the best of the bunch, in other words, at that point in life.
That's right. And also, I mean, when you think about it, sort of, I've mentioned this to a lot of vegans and converted vegans and vegetarians just by sharing, the ones that are opposed to sort of the mistreatment of animals.
That
wild salmon get to live, you know, 95% of their lives is just exactly as nature intended. They're out there.
I like that.
And the truth is that most of the spawning grounds would be overwhelmed if all the fish came back. For instance, I used to fish in a river where the biologist had decided it needed 2 million fish. That was the optimum number of fish to maintain that run, to occupy, populate the spawning beds. And so they managed for that amount. One year I was up there, 20 million fish came back.
Hmm.
And so that gave us 18 million, what they referred to as a harvestable surplus. Now, if only 1 million salmon had returned, we wouldn't have got to fish at all. And that occasionally happens. It's pretty rare, but generally it's more fish that are needed. And like I said earlier, they've been doing this in Alaska for 50 years, so they've got a pretty good success rate. They know how to manage these runs.
So I've been telling my audience now, since you guys became a sponsor, and thank you for that, that I there's a lot of people out there, and I'm not opposed to fish oil supplements. I just want to be clear about something. If all your options are, if you're a person who can't eat fish, then absolutely a fish oil supplement is a good idea for an a triglyceride-bound omega-3 source, which we know is the best form of omega-3 fatty acids, not from plants, but from fish. But okay. But I've been telling my audience, look, we have blog posts, we have articles on our website that show that when you take the same amount of fish oil day in and day out, the body preferentially uses it as energy because it thinks there's an abundance of it. The way to take your fish oil to get the majority of it to store itself in cells for use for anti-inflammatory purposes instead of burned off as energy is to take boluses of it erratically. And that's interesting because that's the way you eat fish, right? You eat a big 6 or 10 ounce piece of fish. Or I eat a 10 ounce piece of fish regularly. You know what? You're getting 30, 40 grams of omega-3s in one shot, and then maybe you don't have any more for a couple days, and then you do it again. This is the way the body responds best to supplementation because this is how we evolved getting our omega-3s from fish. And so I've been telling the audience, stop taking fish oil supplements and eat a piece of salmon 3 times a week, and you'll enjoy it more, and you won't burp it up if you're one of those people who burps it up. And what do you think? Am I flawed in my thinking?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, I think supplements have a place, like you said, if people just can't get fish for whatever reason. But I think the closer you can stick to nature, what, you know, nature designed, the better off you're going to be. And if I could go back to just a second when we were talking about why fish taste best or some better than others. It goes back to that evolution story. Those fish, when they come back from the ocean, they're ready to start their journey up the river. There is almost no food in the river, so they basically are not eating. They're sort of fasting on their way up the river. So they have to be carrying the calories that they need to make it to those spawning grounds. So, in other words, fat. So if you've got a fish coming back to a river where he's only got to swim for maybe two or three days to get to the spawning grounds, he's going to have very low fat levels compared to a salmon that has to swim 300 miles, or in the case of the Fraser River here near us in Washington State, maybe 1,000 miles. And those fish have so much fat, which translates into just incredible flavor. And maybe you've heard of these Copper River salmon that are so expensive. They're expensive partially because they're always the first fresh wild salmon on the market every year, but mainly because they're going up a river. It's a glacier-fed, rapidly flowing river. They've got to swim 300 miles, and they've just got this incredibly rich flesh that is absolutely delicious. So
I didn't know that. That's why the Copper River, because I've had Copper River salmon when I was in Washington State every single day when I was in Washington not too long ago. And I was like, man, this is the best salmon in the world. Now
it's incredible. There's one caveat, though. The joke in the industry is there's probably five times as much Copper River salmon sold as is actually ever caught. You know, there's a lot of mislabeling out there, so you've got to be careful. But once you get the real thing, you know it. And we try to get it every year, but it only lasts a few weeks. And
it makes perfect sense. These are like Olympic athlete-level salmon. When you think about it, I mean, they're like ready for this 300 mile swim. They're all bulked up, muscled up, fattened up, and they're ready to go. And man, that's got to be the best eaten of all. Now it makes sense.
Yeah, and it's not only 300 miles, but it's in a seven knot against a seven knot current. It's they are the athletes.
So, getting back to the sockeye salmon.
Mm-hmm.
The sockeye is a very popular salmon. It's the one that we're using for the special promotion, but obviously people can use the Superhuman Radio coupon code for anything that they want at the website. But the sockeye salmon is the one that we most often think about when we think of things like Nova Scotia lox and stuff, right? Isn't that a sockeye salmon?
Well, you'd be pretty lucky to find a wild sockeye lox. It is out there. I mean, that's what we use. But almost, I'd say 95% of the time when you go into the supermarket and you find lox, it's farm salmon.
Ah, I didn't know that. Wow. And last question. Isn't it true that in farmed salmon, they don't have that, the flesh isn't as pink as the wild Alaskan salmon, so they add dye either to the fish food or directly to the flesh of the meat. They rub it on in the showcases.
Well, it goes to what we were talking about earlier, where these salmon are not out there eating their normal diet, so they're not getting that krill, which is where the carotenoids come from that create that beautiful color. So their diet has to be supplemented with and I noticed in the ad that you ran earlier, you mentioned astaxanthin, which is a really powerful antioxidant, and sockeye salmon are the richest source, I think, in nature of
astaxanthin.
At least among salmon, of astaxanthin. Now, the farm salmon don't get that in nature, so they're fed a synthetic alternative to color it. And I actually have it's like the equivalent of a chip deck that you get at a paint store that shows the different shades. It's from the chemical company that produces the feed.
Oh my gosh! They let you pick the color that you want for your fish.
That's right, and it's it's another cost, so they don't want to make it as red as a sockeye salmon. It would just be not too expensive. So that's one way to distinguish wild from farm salmon in the stores. If you see if it's a sockeye salmon, it'll be bright, deep orange or reddish orange versus the farm salmon, which is usually much lighter and has the thick white lines of fat in it.
Okay, I just got another question. I got this on Facebook Messenger. If someone buys the sockeye salmon because it's flash frozen, can they use it like sushi salmon? Can they thaw it out, let it, and eat it raw, fresh?
Absolutely. It's in fact, if you go to sushisafe.com, you will arrive at our website because all of our fish are sushi safe. And what most people don't realize that when you go into a sushi restaurant, almost every fish that you are served and all the sushi you are served has been flash frozen. And that's mainly for safety factor. It renders any potential
parasites
harmless.
Right.
It keeps the bacteria at a minimum, and by all means, it's great.
Did you happen to see? I don't know that you're a big fan of social media, but middle of last year, there was a video going around on Facebook of someone who bought salmon at a Costco. It's in the blue, the signature blue styrofoam tray with the plastic wrap on it, and they're showing it, and you're like, what is this about? And then they slowly start to zoom in to the right side of the label, and when they get zoomed in, there's all these little worms in there crawling around. People don't realize that most of the stuff we eat today has some type of parasitic element to it, but when you cook it, it's killed off. But there are
it's not a pleasant subject to talk about.
No, I know.
They've been around as long as the fish have, and
yes,
much longer than we have, and it's just a fact that in fish, you know, they're there. But that's the one thing that freezing, that's just another advantage of freezing, is that it basically they just kills them and renders them harmless. So that versus if you get a fresh fish off a boat, you want to make some sushi, you really got to be careful.
Yeah, you're taking your own health in your own hands right there.
That's right.
Great product. Fantastic product. Superhuman Radio listeners, go to superhumanradio.com, click the banner ad, or just go to vitalchoice.com and use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN, all one word, and save 15% off your order. Browse around. There are so many. I already have people telling me that, is this right? Someone messaged me the other day and said that you have grass-fed Kobe beef.
We do. It's American organic grass-fed Wagyu beef.
Wagyu, not Kobe. Wagyu, yeah.
I think it's they're synonymous in some way. I'm not sure exactly how, but this is grown here in Washington State, about 30 miles from us. Friends who were in the fishing industry about 20 years ago, and they had a little girl and decided they didn't want to go fishing anymore, so they started raising cattle. And so we started selling it for them. They had been selling it all at farmers markets. So we partnered.
How
with
exciting!
Them.
That's
there's
I mean,
a that... video for anybody that's interested. There's a video on our website about the whole story. So we are adding other products. We've got a really wonderful heritage chicken, and just this week we're releasing some, I don't know, free range pork, really special pork that has a great story. And but seafood is our specialty, and salmon is our passion, and we could talk all day about it.
Well, and last thing I want to say to those of you out there who say, look, I don't eat fish, I'm not going to eat fish, I'm taking fish oil supplements, they have a fantastic fish oil supplement at Vital Choice, and it's handled the same way that their salmon is. So you know you're getting something that's fresh and been handled right before you get it. It's not one of the things you're going to show that's going to show up on some EWG website as being rancid and horrible for you.
No, it's got lots of it's from the sockeye salmon. It's got the astaxanthin, and it's triglyceride form, so it is a good product.
Great product.
Proud of.
Look, Randy, thank you so much for being on the show today.
My pleasure, Carl. Thank you for having me, and anybody has any questions, they can just email me, randy@vitalchoice.com. Be happy to answer them.
There you go. How about that? A CEO that gives out his email address. You won't see that in the banking industry, I'll tell you that right now. All right, listen, Randy, we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Thank you, Carl.
Take
Bye
care.
Now.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a surprise guest. I didn't know that she was going to make it, but it's from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Judith McGeary wants to get the word out about some new bills that are being pushed through the House that are not good for you. Stay tuned.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality, rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D. Our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
use and endorse Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Are you not a proper use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Breaking news, breaking news. I wish I had that fancy breaking news music that they have at all the major networks that I could play right now. I'm on the phone right now with my friend Judith McGeary. She's the executive director at Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. How you doing, Judith?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Yes, yes. And so we wanted to have you on because there is something going on that you need my listeners to know about and also possibly take some action. For those who don't know that Judith, as the executive director of Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, fights on behalf of farmers to make sure that they're treated fairly, but more importantly, on behalf of the people that those farmers service, those of us, to make sure that the food that we get is still good for us. So this is really an important discussion. What's going on, Judith, and what do we need to know about it?
So the big ag companies have come up with a new strategy. These are the companies that, frankly, are producing the genetically engineered seeds, all of the toxic herbicides and pesticides and everything else that's making our food, frankly, unhealthy. And they're looking around and they're seeing this consumer demand for healthy food, and it scares the bejeebers out of them. And they figured out that one of the best things our community can do is work at the local level, mm-hmm. encourage our local governments to support sustainable agriculture, to support healthy foods, to start putting some restrictions on the terrible practices of the big ag folks. And so they're going around the country to all of the state legislatures and trying to convince them, and unfortunately successfully convincing many of them, to cut off local control of agriculture. And so they've got these innocuous-sounding bills. You know, they're sort of technical. They talk about local regulation of seeds or fertilizers, and, you know, people aren't paying a whole lot of attention. But what it boils down to, just to give folks, you know, some concrete examples, is let's say you're in a community and you start seeing spikes in childhood cancer rates.
Holy mackerel.
From cancers that are linked to these agricultural chemicals. Well, guess what? Your local city council and county commissioners would be powerless to do anything about it.
Really?
Because they couldn't restrict the use of these chemicals.
And where have they been successful at persuading local government to abdicate their control on this obviously important thing?
So to be clear, by the way, they're not persuading the locals. They're persuading the state to override.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. No. But it's not nearly as nice as persuading the locals. So I know, for instance, they've gotten the bill through in Montana, although the governor has not yet signed it. So folks are still working to get the governor to veto it in Montana. They're fighting it in Missouri. I believe they passed it in Utah and Kansas and Arkansas. I forget the whole list, but apparently they've gotten it through in something like 25 or even 30 states already, because they just, you know, they came in really quietly and started pushing this before most people noticed.
So my knee-jerk reaction is I'm going to make sure I don't buy anything from those states, and if they can't export outside their state, they'll feel the sting of that, and maybe, but what can we do?
So the important thing is in the states where it's still being fought for people to speak up and try to keep this bill from passing. Because, you know, we've got a chance to block it. So Missouri is putting up a good fight against their version of the bill. Like I said, Montana's fighting it. Here in Texas, and, you know, this is one of the things you and I, you know, that brought initially to your attention is,
right,
you know, here in Texas, we're fighting this bill, and it's Senate Bill 1172 down here. It's those states that haven't passed it yet, which is where we really need the citizen activists to stand up and start speaking.
How do I know if Kentucky is, I would imagine they are, but how do I know and what the bill, is there some sort of central data bank where I can go and see what this bill is called in my own state?
Unfortunately not. They don't make it that transparent. What people can do is, pretty much every state legislature has an online website, and I think all of them allow you to do searches. Some of them are better searches than others. But you could do, you know, if you Google, you know, Kentucky legislature, you go to the website, you look for bill search. You look for some term about bill search. And you'd be looking for the keyword would be seed. They're pushing this as a seed regulation bill.
So now the companies that have the greatest investment in seeds today, like Monsanto, they've pretty much bought up all of the large seed suppliers over the years. Are they one of the companies that's out there lobbying state government to abdicate their control?
I'd assume so. I have been told that Dow and Bayer are walking the halls of the Texas legislature on this bill.
Okay.
They haven't openly registered in support, but I've been told that they are among the lobbyists who are pushing this bill down here in Texas.
Why would it? And what? See, I'm baffled. You know why? Just from a sovereignty of state position, why would any state abdicate control on anything at all? I don't get it. Why would they even do this? There's got to be, what's in it for the state?
So it's really bizarre, because actually, so the state gets more power, but you know, typically, the same people who are pushing these bills, in terms of the legislators, are the same ones that are screaming that how dare the federal government preempt their powers. And I looked actually at one of the staffers, and I'm like, you're preempting the locals. I mean, what's your basis for this?
Yeah, right.
How can you scream that the Fed, you know, local, you know, smaller government better, closer to the people better, and then say, but the state is the ultimate power and the local government, which is the ones that are closest to the people, shouldn't be allowed to do anything?
Yeah, they're just so corrupt. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah. There's no logical justification. The justification that's been given, that like when we had a hearing on this, is that we want to, quote, protect farmers. Because poor farmers, if they face one set of regulations in one county and another set of regs in another county, it would just be, it would be a nightmare for them.
Yeah, because, oh my goodness, they're so feeble, they can't. And you're a farmer, and you're an attorney, and you run this organization. I mean, obviously, you don't feel that way.
Well, and let's put it this way. Conflicting regulations can be difficult. But when I am a landowner, I expect to have to comply with the land-related regulations in my county. That's part of owning land in the
right.
county, is the local government can do that. And this covers everything. I mean, this covers people trying to protect, like,
communities who want to protect their bee populations would be unable to ban neonicotinoids.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Which are the bee-killing seeds. People who, for instance, here in Texas, again, we had an example where rice farmers, this actually happened in multiple states, Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, our rice farmers lost hundreds of millions of dollars because of genetic engineering contamination. Well, guess what? They couldn't go to their local governments and get help under this bill. So this idea that they're somehow protecting farmers.
No, it's about protecting it. It's about protecting industry. That's what it really is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to take a quick commercial break. And during the break, I want to look around on my local website as well, because we have to find an easy way for people to figure this stuff out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Supreme Radio.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have.
Welcome back. We're talking with Judith McGeary, Executive Director of Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Judith, are you there now?
At the Capitol? Oh, yes.
And so are there a lot of supporters of yours there? Are there a lot of people there saying, hey, this is no good, we don't want this?
Well, when we had the hearing, you know, several people showed up. You know, one of the things they do, again, that they did to us is they tried to slip this through before anyone noticed this. So we had very little warning for the first hearing. I'm hoping that as we continue to get the word out, because we need more people. You know, we had some, but we need more. And I wanted to follow up. I mean, that's part of, you know, as we went into the break and you're saying there needs to be an easier way for people to figure out and get involved. And one of the things people can do that's really effective is, rather than trying to muddle through it on their own, is find the organization in your state that's working on it. So, like, in Montana, there's the Resource Defense Council. It's not the Montana one. I'm forgetting the beginning part of it. But you can Google Natural Resource, not Natural, but Resource Defense Council and Food Issues, and you'll get them. In Missouri, there's Missouri Rural Crisis Center. You know, in Texas, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. You know, people can find these groups that are small farm and local food advocacy groups. And one of the things we do as organizations is we help people figure out how to get involved so that they don't have to muddle through it on their own. So we tell them when there's a hearing on the bill, you know, when they need to be calling their legislators, here's phone numbers, here's emails, here are talking points.
So I just found
empowers people.
Mm-hmm. I just found the Kentucky Resource Council. KYRC.org. Is that who I need to contact to get, because I went to their website and they have General Assembly regular session bills that we're watching, sixth edition, and so
I don't know them. In Kentucky, I'd say Community Farm Alliance. There's CFA is a wonderful community, you know, small farm group in Kentucky.
Okay.
The resource councils are just in the western states. Those are the ones I know, in like the Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota regions is where those resource, western organization of resource councils and its state groups are. Generally, you're going to be Googling for small farm, local farm, sustainable farm, you know, and your state.
I found it. And I know somebody who's involved with this. I think John Moody is, who's been on the show before from here. So I'm going to get in touch with him.
So that's a great way. So, I mean, plug in with that. You know, email them and say, hey, is there a seed bill in our state? Have you been following this? How can I help? Sign up for their email alerts.
Yeah.
And then take action on them. Let me reemphasize for everybody. The important thing is once you've gotten that email alert and it tells you, call your state rep and tell him to vote no on blah, 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 you need to do it.
Yeah.
And those calls matter. Yeah. Really, those calls make such a difference. People really underestimate their own power.
What else is going on in the on the near horizon, Judith?
I mean, I think we're at the point that we can start expecting to see more of these attacks.
Yeah.
The good food movement has become a threat, and Big Ag is very powerful, and they're not going to let go without a fight, and they know how to work the system. So we've got to get smarter about how we work the system. You know, and at the same time, there are good things we can be fighting for. So, I was up at the Capitol this morning testifying in favor of a bill that would prevent the use of bee-killing pesticides in public right-of-ways so that our tax dollars aren't going
to kill
spraying
bees.
Things that kill our bees.
And you know, one of the bees, we talked about it on last week, Casual Friday, or the week before, one of the bees has already been added to the endangered species list, and more are coming. So this is a serious, serious threat to our ecology that these bees are going by the wayside. We have to stop this madness. This is silly.
Yeah, and again, the testimony was pretty amazing. Like, the big ag guys were so busy, like, well, but there are all these other things that could be hurting the bees, and you can't really prove it's the neonicotinoids.
Well,
I guess we can.
You know what my answer to that is? Okay, let's get rid of the neonics first, and then we'll start working on those other ones, too. You're probably right, but the neonics have to go first. That's what I would say to them.
It's clearly one of the factors. It may not be the only thing, but it's a pretty big one. So let's deal with it. There are good things. There are things that people are moving. People are waking up. I mean, that bill wouldn't have been introduced, 4 or 5 years ago here in Texas.
Right.
So there's good bills to get behind and to fight for. But at the same time, we've got to be awake, because people often think in our movement that I could just, I'm just going to do what I'm going to do. The government doesn't affect me. I'm going to buy what I'm going to buy, or I'm going to farm what I'm going to farm, and just stay under the radar, and it's my business. But they're not going to let you do that.
Right.
That's not acceptable to these companies, and they are going to use the power of government to strip us of the rights to do that if we don't stand up and fight for those rights.
It's farmandranchfreedom.org. Those of you who want to reach out to Judith, I know you have a mailing list where people can be alerted of certain things ahead of time. I'm going to do my part here in Kentucky. I hope everybody that's listening. I found a contact information over here at the Community Farm Alliance. I'm going to reach out to them, and I'm going to do exactly as you said. I want to know, is there a seed bill that you guys are aware of that we need to be working against? And what can I do? That's it. And then if they tell me to make a phone call, I'll make a phone call. It's easy. Easy stuff. So that's it.
That's exactly what we need. Thank you so much.
Judith, thanks for coming on at such short notice.
My pleasure.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Have a safe day.
Okay. Bye-bye. So there you go. Get off your ass and do something, folks, to protect the food, the quality of the food that your family has access to. That's it for today. I'm gone for 10 days. Can you believe it? Sorry to say, but I'm going to the beach to lay in the sun to work on my vitamin D. And we'll see everybody later with more Supreme Radio. Thanks for listening.